It's Tuesday, October 26, 2021, and this is the New Day podcast from HerbDayRadio.com and AM 1620. I'm Brian Vance, and I'll be bringing you news, views, events, and happenings from all over southwestern Ohio, including birth announcements, death announcements, and everything in between. So put down that newspaper and pull up a cup of coffee. Things get underway right after this.
When you have a family to protect, it's tough to find an affordable life insurance plan. That's where Encova Life agents like Kim Lavoie at K.W. Simmons Insurance Agency in Leesburg come in. They make it easy for you to have the life insurance you need at very affordable rates. Your Encova Life agent can give you all the details and help you choose the coverage that's right for you and your family. Give Kim a call today at 937-780-3311. Kim Lavoie and K.W. Simmons Insurance. In Leesburg. You know us.
Welcome to the New Day. Today is Tuesday, October 26, 2021. It is the 299th day of the year. There are 65 remaining until the year 2022. Birthdays today. I have none to report, nor do I have any anniversaries, card share requests, or birth announcements. But if you have one, my email address is brianvancenewday@herbdayradio.com. Celebrities born on this date, country singer Keith Urban from the land down under is 53 today. Pat Sajak celebrating number 74 today. And James Pickens Jr. is 66. Happy birthday to you. Sunrise today, 7:59 a.m. Sunset tonight, 6:43 p.m. for a total of 10 hours, 44 minutes and 33 seconds of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes and 20 seconds over yesterday. No closings due to COVID-19 to report to you, but there is a boil alert in the city of Hillsborough, and that is for the 100 block of Northwest Street. I'll be back with community events, death announcements, and a final thought after this.
What we believe matters because it shapes what we do, who we are. At First State Bank, we believe in rural communities. We have since our start in 1884. We're proud of where we come from. And while others have come and gone, we've remained. Because standing by the folks you believe in is what a real local bank does. It's the reason the good people in this community know they can always bank on us. First State Bank, built on belief. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at some of the events going on in our neck of the woods. And of course, today is the day for the Paint Creek Joint EMS Fire District's annual Halloween parade in Greenfield. Lineup begins at 5 p.m. along 5th Street next to the school. Costume judging will be at the old fire station on North Washington Street at the conclusion of the parade. The parade begins at 6 p.m. Hot dogs, chips, and drinks for the participants will be available after judging for each age group. Floats, athletic and cheerleading teams, scouting groups, etc. are invited to participate. Intensive outpatient program open discussion tonight at 5 p.m. That's at Kettering Hall, Wilmington College. American Legion Post 129 of Hillsborough meets tonight at the Highland County High-Tech Building, located at 1575 North High Street in room number 30A. This will be 1 hour before the DAV meeting in the same room. All members and guests interested in joining the Legion are welcome. For more information, contact Commander Lecture Langston at 937-393-6706. The Southern Ohio Educational Service Center will be having a meeting tonight. They are at the Southern Ohio Educational Service Center in Clinton County, located at 3321 Airborne Road. For more information, call 937-382-6921, extension 1025. Narcotics Anonymous meets tonight at the Peace Lutheran Church in Hillsborough, 231 Harry Sonner Road. The Celebrate Victory Recovery Program meets tonight at 7 p.m. at Real Life Church, 230 West South Street in Hillsboro. Also, the Highland County Republican Central Committee meets tonight at the Republican headquarters at 7 p.m. Alcoholics Anonymous Beginners Meeting tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the First Baptist Church on Walnut Street in Hillsboro, followed by Alcoholics Anonymous Closed Discussion at 8:30. That's the Hillsboro group. The First Baptist Church is at the corner of Southwest and Walnut Streets. The Bible Believers Baptist Church will be hosting a reunion tonight through Friday at 7011 Irvin Road in Hillsboro. Evangelist Rick Prophet from Glasgow, Kentucky will be preaching. There will be special singing nightly by different people and groups. Pastor Steve Kogel and the congregation invite everyone to attend. For more information, call 740-285-8784. A Beef and Noodles Community Dinner will be hosted by the Presbyterian Women of Greenfield on Sunday, October 31st at the Greenfield Presbyterian Church, 457 Jefferson Street. Serving will be held from 11:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. The menu includes beef and noodles, mashed potatoes, green beans or corn, rolls, a variety of salads, a variety of desserts, iced tea, coffee, and lemonade. Carryout will be available. The price is a suggested donation of $8, free meals for children under 12. The Highland County Retired Teachers Association will meet on Monday, November 1st at the Pricetown Church of Christ Fellowship Hall. The church is located approximately 11 miles southwest of Hillsboro at 2070 State Route 131 in Pricetown. Now you ask, why am I announcing this today? Well, a catered buffet meal will be served at noon, followed by the speakers, and those will be the people from the STRS. The meal is $15, and reservations should be sent to the treasurer, Doris Pulse, at 11740 State Route 753 in Greenfield by tomorrow, October 27th. Trick or Treat in Highland County is coming up this Thursday, October 28th, during the hours of 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. A quick reminder that the city of Hillsboro is flushing hydrants this week. So if you see them out and about, please slow down and give them a little bit of room. And if your water is a little discolored or cloudy, that's what's going on. Don't worry, it's still safe to drink. And those are the events that I have for you on my desk today. I'll be back with death announcements and a final thought after this.
Hi, this is Lynn Stevens at Stevens Do It Best Hardware in Greenfield. Come and see our new selection of John Deere toys, brand new small and large monster treads, big scoop dump trucks and tractors, boys' bicycles, tricycles, and wagons. Our feature item is a John Deere complete train set. So stop by Stevens Hardware at the western edge of Greenfield, where we are more than a hardware store. Tell them Lynn sent you.
Death announcements as received by Herb Day Radio. The death of Stephen Douglas Noach, age 54, of Sardinia, passed away on Tuesday, October 19th, at home. He was born September 1st, 1967, in Georgetown, the son of Thomas Henry Noach and Dolores Sue Doss Noach. Services will be held at the Edgington Funeral Home in Murraystown today at 11 a.m., Interment will follow in the Buford Cemetery. Once again, the death of Stephen Douglas Noach, age 54, of Sardinia. The death of Vivian Alice McPherson, age 75, of Peebles, passed away on Thursday, October 21st, at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. She was born September 3rd, 1946, in Columbus, Georgia. Funeral services will be 1 p.m. Wednesday at the Turner & Son Funeral Home in Hillsboro, with Pastor Mark Royston officiating. Burial will follow in the Westboro Cemetery. Visitation from 11 a.m. until time of service Wednesday at the funeral home. Once again, the death of Vivian Alice McPherson, age 75, of Peebles. The death of Elsie E. McConaughey, age 95, of Hillsborough, passed away on Saturday, October 23rd, at the Laurels of Hillsborough. She was born May 31st, 1926, in Highland County, the daughter of the late Henry and Eva Ellen Kaplinger. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. on Thursday at the Turner & Son Funeral Home. Funeral services immediately follow. Jim Bush will officiate. Burial will follow in the New Market Baptist Cemetery. Once again, the death of Elsie E. McConaughey, age 95, of Hillsborough. The death of Linda Lou Vic Bowman, age 71, of Hillsborough, passed away on Friday at the Hospice of Cincinnati Blue Ash Inpatient Center. Arrangements are incomplete at this time at the Turner and Son Funeral Home. Once again, the death of Linda Lou Vic Bowman, age 71, of Hillsborough. The death of Donald Robert Bowline, age 83, of Hillsborough, passed away on Thursday, October 21st, at the Sanctuary of Ohio Valley in Ironton. He was born May 5th, 1938, in Hillsborough, the son of the late Donald and Martha Bowline. Funeral services will be private at the convenience of the family. There will be no public visitation. Once again, the death of Donald Robert Bowline, age 83, of Hillsborough. The death of Tracy Lee Borgamecki, age 50, of the Buford community, passed away on Friday, October 22nd, at the Jewish Hospital in Cincinnati. She was born September 15th, 1971, in Wilmington, the daughter of Brenda Glover Borgamecki and Lee Roy Borgamecki. Funeral services will take place at 1 p.m. following visitation on Friday at the Turner & Son Funeral Home in Hillsborough. Visitation from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Leo Kuhn will officiate. Burial will follow in the Buford Cemetery. Once again, the death of Tracy Lee Borgamecki, age 50, of the Buford community. The death of Scott D. Long, age 59, of New Vienna, passed away on Friday at Clinton Memorial Hospital. He was born March 6, 1962, the son of the late Robert Simon and Irma Carol Penwell Long. Memorial services will be held at the Littleton Funeral Home in Sabina. Visitation will be from 2 to 4 and funeral service immediately to follow. Once again, the death of Scott D. Long, age 59, of New Vienna. The death of Shelley Lee Boggs, passed away on Monday at her home in Sabina. She was born to Jack and Janet Fox on February 13, 1963, at the Miami Valley Hospice of Dayton. The family will host a celebration of life to be announced at a later date. The Littleton Funeral Home of Sabina is serving the family. Once again, the death of Shelley Lee Boggs, age 58, of Sabina. And those are the death announcements as received by Herb Day Radio, a service of the Edgington family of funeral homes. I'll be back with a final thought after this.
I'm Dan Mayo, pastor of New Vienna Community Church, with an inspirational moment. Psalm 62 says, "Trust in God at all times." In 2021, you will have mountaintop joy and you will have grief in the valley. The psalmist reminds us to trust in the Lord wherever we are at and whatever life brings. Jesus said, "In this world, you will have tribulation." That's the bad news. But he went on to say, "Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world," and that's the good news. Trust in the Lord, and he will see you through, over the mountains and through the valleys. In all things, you are his, and he is yours.
This moment of inspiration is presented by the Edgington Funeral Homes of Hillsborough, Wilmington, and Morristown. You can visit them online at www.edgingtonfuneralhomes.com.
And now for a final thought. Tough times never last, but tough people do. And that comes to us from Dr. Robert Schuller, Folks, that's all the time I've got to spend with you on the podcast today. As always, if there's something you'd like reported here, drop me a line. The email address is brianvancenewday@herbdayradio.com. And until then, I'll see you tomorrow on The New Day.